Savitri Book 9, The Book of Eternal Night, Canto 1, Towards the Black Void, pages 572 to 574. A sovereignty, a silence, and a swiftness, one brooded over abysses, who was she? As in a choric robe of unheard sounds, a force descended, trailing endless lights, linking times, seconds to infinity. Illimitably it girt the earth and her. It sank into her soul and she was changed. Then, like a thought fulfilled by some great word, that mightiness assumed a symbol form. Her being's spaces quivered with its touch. It covered her as with immortal wings. On its lips the curve of the unuttered truth, a halo of wisdom's lightnings for its crown. It entered the mystic lotus in her head, a thousand-petaled home of power and light. Immortal leader of her mortality, doer of her works and fountain of her words, invulnerable by time, omnipotent, it stood above her, calm, immobile, mute. All in her mated with that mighty hour, as if the last remnant had been slain by death of the humanity that once was hers. Assuming a spiritual wide control, making life's sea a mirror of heaven's sky, the young divinity in her earthly limbs, filled with celestial strength, her mortal part. Over was the haunted pain, the rending fear, her grief had passed away, her mind was still, her heart beat quietly with a sovereign force. There came a freedom from the heartstrings clutch. Now all her acts sprang from her godhead's calm. Calmly she laid upon the forest soil the dead who still reposed upon her breast and bore to turn away from the dead form. Soul now she rose to meet the dreadful God. That mightier spirit turned its mastering gaze on life and things, inheritor of a work left to it unfinished from her halting past. When yet the mind, a passionate learner, toiled, and ill-shaped instruments were crudely moved. Transcended now was the poor human rule, a sovereign power was there, a godlike will. A moment yet she lingered motionless and looked down on the dead man at her feet. Then, like a tree recovering from a wind, she raised her noble head, fronting her gaze. Something stood there, unearthly, somber, grand. A limitless denial of all being that wore the terror and wonder of a shape. In its appalling eyes, the tenebrous form bore the deep pity of destroying gods. A sorrowful irony curved the dreadful lips that speak the word of doom. Eternal night, in the dire beauty of an immortal face, pitying arose, receiving all that lives forever into its fathomless heart, refuge of creatures from their anguish and world pain.